Hey, how's it going? This is Matt here from Silver Fortune. So in this video today, I want to take some time to talk about the recent price action in the silver markets, as well as what I see driving it going forward. I want this to be a nice, concise video for you guys. Concise, compared to some of my past videos. I don't want to ramble for 30 minutes, 25 minutes at you guys. I want to keep this around 10, 11 minutes, somewhere in that range. And of course, I'll be talking about the gold to silver ratio as well. But starting off, there's just recent price action. This is a 5-day chart right here for silver. And, you know, as you can see, it's been another rough couple of days. You know, yesterday, it actually bounced off of $14. If I change the interval on this chart to 1 minute, you would see a nice clean bounce off of $14 and back up into this kind of shallow trading range that it's been in since. Not really surprising that it bounced off of $14. It's a nice round number, oftentimes find themselves as a support lines for various assets, including silver and gold. So it bounced off of $14, came back up to where it's at right now. Now, this is amazing and all to think that silver could be around $14 an ounce. But what I see as even more interesting in the last 24 hours has been the gold to silver ratio and how high it is. This is a 24-hour chart, but if you saw yesterday, it actually bounced off of 85 to 1, okay? 85 to 1. That is the highest it has been in the last 10 years. And I know historically there's a lot of gold and silver people that watch my videos, and I know a lot of people have commented in the past saying, I like silver and all, I understand the value and all this, but I like gold. And wow, I don't know. I mean, personally speaking, if I owned a lot of gold, I would have a hard time not trading it for silver right now. I probably would have already in the past. 80 to 1, 85 to 1, either way, it's a very high gold to silver ratio. Not to say it couldn't go higher, but it's not going to go much higher, I don't think. I don't see it going much higher personally. That's my take on it. You know, until it drops below 84 to 1, who knows, in the next couple of days, it could go above 85 to 1 and stay above there slightly. But 90 to 1, 100 to 1, no. I mean, these are huge moves in the markets, and I just don't see it happening. I know people are going to say, what about 2008? What about what happened during the financial crisis to silver and et cetera, et cetera? But I'm still skeptical. Right, I'm not being overly bearish on silver over the short term. You guys know, bullish over the short term. You guys know I'm bullish over the long term, but I'm also trying not to be overly bearish over the short term just because of some of the recent trends and price action. Okay, but again, gold to silver ratio very high, and it's frankly amazing to me. Now going forward, you know what is going to be driving the price of silver and gold as well? That the two oftentimes move in tandem. I want to talk about a couple of different things. First of all, something I do want to talk about because I have in the past is the Chinese yuan. So this is a chart here. In red, you have the yuan. Gold, you have gold or orange or whatever that is. And then gray, silver, whatever, you have silver. And so obviously this is the Chinese yuan per U.S. dollar. U.S. dollars per Chinese yuan. Okay, so oftentimes you see it the inverse of this, but I inverted it for you guys so you can see a nice correlation between silver and gold. This isn't a surprising correlation, considering a part of the factor in the yuan and U.S. dollar pair is, well, the U.S. dollar, and we know that dollar strength means silver and gold weakness for the most part. So it's not a surprising correlation, but it has been an uncanny predictor for the price of gold over the last 3 months. Not a perfect predictor, but oftentimes I'm just seeing the yuan move when the dollar doesn't move quite as much, or at least the dollar index, and gold is moving as well. Doesn't mean this correlation is going to hold up forever. Doesn't mean that China has pegged their yuan to the gold. It's just an interesting correlation that I think we need to take note of. Okay. So what I see as important here is that yes, the yuan has been following silver and gold down for the most part, especially gold, over the last 3 months, 4 months, somewhere in that time period. However, you know, we have to ask the question, how much lower can the yuan go? And to drive that point home, I'll change this to US dollar, yuan per US dollars, and this will take a while to load. But the point that I want to make here is that right now, sorry about the pop-ups, right now, this will take a while, the Chinese yuan is at a very weak position. Okay, as you can see the number right here, and I'm sorry about the chart, guys, it'll load eventually. I'll switch back to the silver one while you're waiting. Right now, the Chinese yuan is at 6.84, roughly, 6.85 to $1, okay? the key resistance level for the yuan is right around 7 to 1. Okay, so it doesn't have a whole lot of way, a whole lot of space for it to weaken before it's moving it through that key resistance level, which I don't think the Chinese government wants to happen. Maybe they want weakness in their currency, but not that much weakness. Okay, I again, I'm just skeptical of that much bearishness over the yuan over the short term. And so for silver and gold to go to $12 to $8 or something like that, you have to realize that either A, this correlation with the yuan has to totally be thrown out the window, and the yuan has to somehow stay somewhat stable, not totally collapse, while the dollar gains a ton of strength and silver and gold experience a ton of weakness. I tend to see that as being doubtful, or else, for that to happen, silver and gold would just have to totally decouple from yuan and the dollar as well, and just go in total bear mode. I see that as somewhat unlikely as well. Okay, I'm trying to be level-headed here. So maybe this chart's ready for us here. No, maybe not. But anyways, the long story here is that, you know, I think yuan has been a good predictor of gold and silver in the past. Doesn't mean it's always going to be over the next couple months, but I'm also skeptical of people that say we're going to see silver at $12, $10, $8 by the end of the year, or even gold under 1,000. That type of weakness, sure, it could happen. It's going to take a long time for it to make it that far, I think. And I think, you know, as we get into this next segment here, talking about dollar strength, I don't think that the dollar is going to stay that strong for that long. And the reason being, okay, so here we have red. We have the dollar index slightly moving up over the last 3 months, and gold really moving down over the last 3 months. The reason being that I don't think we're going to have that much weakness is because I think it's just a ticking time bomb before the dollar drops. I'm not talking about a total dollar collapse. I mean, that's topic for a whole nother video. But I'm talking dollar strength right now is detrimental to global economic growth. Dollar strength right now is a big part of why the emerging market crisis is a crisis, an ever-growing crisis, okay? And so basically what I'm saying here is that eventually this emerging market crisis, as well as maybe some other side effects of a strong dollar, you see the recent reports from the trade deficit, the U.S. trade deficit with both China and Europe, record highs right now. Record high trade deficit with both China and Europe for the United States. Okay, so you have two factors here. A, the dollar is dollar strength is hammering emerging markets. Okay, and for it to continue to strengthen, which would make sense in emerging market crisis, it's only going to make the issue worse, and it's only going to spill over to more and more countries, eventually into developed countries. Okay, so long story short, I think that the Fed is going to loosen their monetary policy to help weaken the dollar, and to help alleviate some of the pain that I think will, by that time, be experienced in the United States, in Europe, and not just places like Brazil or Argentina or Turkey or something like that, okay? So that's the first part. This dollar strength, I think, is detrimental to growth, and eventually it will come back home, and it will hit us hard because of what that dollar strength has done to other economies around the world. The other piece of it is that dollar strength is not helping Trump's case in this ongoing trade war, right? Dollar strength means that we're going to be importing more and more goods. It's going to cause the trade deficit to continue to increase. It's not what he wants, okay? So I think that Trump, you know, if he wants to win this trade war, part of it has to be that he pivots from whatever he is right now, or at least Larry Kudlow is, a strong dollar guy. He needs to pivot from that to weakening the currency. Now, that could mean putting pressure on the Fed. It could mean him just talking about a weaker dollar, or having Kudlow go out and talk about a weaker dollar. But I think it has to happen at some point in this trade war, because the stronger and stronger dollar is not going to help his cause whatsoever. Okay, so I mean, that's the other piece of it, why I don't think this dollar strength can continue indefinitely. I mean, sure, up here it's at 97 to 1. Could the dollar make it up to 97 to 1 again? You know, in theory it could. But again, the amount of pressure that would put on emerging markets is going to be rough. It's going to be rough times for Argentina. It's going to be rough times for Turkey, Brazil, India, Indonesia, and so many other countries. And eventually that's going to spill over. Already you're seeing worries in the markets about that spilling over into more developed markets. And I think ultimately the Fed's going to have to, something's got to give. Either the Fed's going to do it, or it's going to be out of the White House. Some sort of policy to weaken the US dollar. And I think that's when we start to see a turnaround in silver and gold. I'm not talking to the moon overnight, but a move up. And the final thing I want to talk about for silver, something to keep an eye on, commitment of traders report. Okay, I talked about this over the weekend. My video I published over the weekend talked about this last week with Ted Butler. But as of right now, as you can see in this chart, this red line right here, okay, commercials are currently net long, okay? Net long silver. This is not something that happens often, okay? You can take that as meaning JP Morgan is at least moving to be in a long position because they're the chief of the commercials and the silver futures market, okay? They're moving net long silver. Now, does this mean silver is going to the moon by the end of the year? Not necessarily. But JP Morgan is currently positioned, especially with their huge amount of physical silver, for a run up. They are perfectly positioned. Now, this is old data. This is from last Monday, okay? We're not going to get this Monday's data until Friday afternoon. So there's a bit of a delay here and things can change. But something to keep an eye on, you know, Friday, if it comes out and they haven't moved net short again, or if they've even increased their longs position, wow. That's big news, considering their physical hoarding, considering how low the price of silver is right now. That could be the next move up, but I would find it hard to believe that silver is moving lower over the next couple of weeks, over the next month or two, if commercials remain in a net long position. So that's another thing to look for, okay? Commitment of traders report, dollar strength, Chinese yuan weakness. How much longer can those two things continue? Yuan weakness and dollar strength. I don't think much longer, certainly not through the end of this year without major mayhem occurring worldwide. And B, commitment of traders report, I think shows that JP Morgan is in a position to let silver really rise. But it remains to be seen. They've done things similar to this in the past, right? Erased a lot of their short positions and whatnot. And long story short, they end up going, well, short again and driving the price back down. But who knows? We'll see. Keep an eye on it this Friday. I don't know if I'll have a video this Friday on it, certainly next week, if there's big enough news. But in the meantime, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the dollar and, of course, emerging markets. So as always, thank you guys for watching this video. If you enjoyed this video, if you find this stuff valuable, certainly consider checking out my Patreon page. There's a link down below in the description. You can sign up for as little as $1 a month. $5 a month, whatever it is. That's a candy bar, a cup of coffee, whatever, per month. And there's a lot of great content, honestly, over on Patreon as far as you get to contribute to my content, give me ideas, interact with me, on a daily basis, certainly on a weekly basis. And you get entered into the random drawing for who comes on for my live stream each month. I select one patron each month to come on for a live stream. So certainly check that out. As always, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for watching this video, and God bless.